开始我们先有个祷告。
Before we begin, shall we bow and have a word of prayers?
所以说我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
当我们来到你面前，我们再次求你用你的宝血来接近，也来遮盖我们。
Lord, as we come before you, will you cleanse us once again with your precious blood?
所以我们感谢你，因为你用你自己的身体，你用你自己的血为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Lord, we thank you for you have opened a new and living way with your body.And with your blood.
让我们能够坦然无惧地来到父的施恩宝座面前。
That we can come boldly before the Father's mercy seat.
让我们能够得怜悯蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
To receive grace and mercy to become our ever-present help.
主，我们也求你今天来释放你自己的话。
Lord, we ask that you release your own word.
主，因为人的话是何等的有限。
But man's words are so limited.
人的话是如何的软弱。
Man's word is only so weak.
主啊，但是当你的话一出来的时候，就带着亮光，就带着能力。
When your word proceeds forth, it comes with power and with strength.
主，我们求你借着圣灵把你的话启示在我们的里面。
So by the Holy Spirit, will you reveal your words into our hearts?
主，让我们有一个心智，就是愿意照着你的话来行。
That we may have a heart to walk according to your words.
我们把今天下面的时间交在你的手中。
So we commit the following time into your hands.
我们求你越过你仆人一切的软弱。
We go beyond the weakness of your servant.
向弟兄姊妹来施恩。
That may you give grace to brothers and sisters.
让我们听见你的话，我们的心就被你来点活。
Our hearts may be encouraged as we hear your word.
我们把一切的感谢都归给你。
We give you all the thanks.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天要跟大家分享的还是借着上一次的题目。
Today I'd like to continue with what I've been sharing with brothers and sisters last time.
就是如何过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
That is how to live a life that is pleasing to God.
因为我们都是神的儿女。
We're all children of God.
我们都已经重生得救了。
We've all been born again.
我们知道我们是神的儿女，我们都是神所爱的。
We know that we are all children of God and we're all beloved of God, by God.
但是我们是不是一个讨神喜悦的儿女呢？
Are we children who are living a life pleasing to God?
我们当中有很多都是做父母的。
Many of us are parents.
不管你有几个孩子，每一个孩子都是你所爱的。
No matter how many children you have, every single one of them is loved by you.
但是是不是每一个孩子都是讨你的喜悦呢？
But is it truly that every single child pleases you?
有一天一个妈妈她在厨房里烧饭。
One day a mother was cooking in the kitchen.
突然发现那个盐快用完了。
And she found out that the salt is running out.
她就赶紧朝着她的三个孩子说。
So she said to her three sons,
她说谁下去赶紧帮妈妈买一袋盐。
Who is willing to go and buy some salt for mother?
那个老大看着外面正在下着很大的雨。
So the oldest one looked outside the window and it was raining.
她赶紧拿起作业来说妈妈我现在很忙我在做作业。
Straight away he picked up her homework and said, Mom, I'm doing my homework.
那老二呢赶紧就拿起他的手机。
And the second one picked up his phone straight away.
她说妈妈我正在跟同学在打电话。
And he said, Mom, I'm talking to my friends.
他妈妈听了很生气。
And Mom got angry.
觉得说叫你们做这么小小的事情大家都来推来推去的。
Is it even such a small requirement and you're not willing to do it for me?
他等了一会儿怎么没有听到老三的声音。
So she waited, but there was no voice from the third son.
他跑过去一看。
So she went and looked.
他看到老三已经坐在门口，在那里穿鞋子，拿着雨伞，准备下去帮妈妈买盐。
The first son was already at the doorway, ready to put his shoes on and go to the shop.
弟兄姊妹，哪一个是妈妈所喜悦的呢
？Brothers and sisters, which of the three sons pleases the mother?
我们每一个重生得救的基督徒，我们知道我们都是神的儿女。
Every one of us who is born again are children of God.
我们知道我们都是神所爱的。
We're all loved by God.
但是我们有没有过一个讨神喜悦的生活呢
？Do we live a life that is pleasing to God?
那上次呢，我们是借着《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章，讲到如何过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Last time we've shared with brothers and sisters through First Thessalonians chapter 1 on how to live a life pleasing to God. We share on three points. I'm not sure if you still remember. First one was chapter 1 verse 19. Talk about departing from the idol and worship the living God.
讲到我们的生活是不是以主为中心，让主来居首位。
Are we putting the Lord at the center of our life and at the preeminence of our life?
那第二点是服侍那又真又活的神。
And the second point is to serve the living and true God.
讲到我们的生活，我们的侍奉。
We spoke about our living and our service.
我们和主之间的关系是不是一个真实而又活泼的关系？
Our relationship with the Lord, is it a true and living relationship?
第三点是第一章的第十节，等候主从天降临。
Third point is chapter 1 verse 10, to wait for his son from heaven.
讲到我们的生活是不是一个等候主再来的生活。
We spoke on whether our life is a life of waiting for his second coming.
我想我这次还是继续接着帖撒罗尼迦前书和大家一起交通我们如何过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So I'd like to continue to share with brothers and sisters on First Thessalonians on how to live a life pleasing to God.
我们开始，我们还是来读几节的圣经。
So let's read a few verses before we begin.
好，我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
我想我们还是把这一章整个我们先读一遍。
Let's read this chapter again.
我们请我读一节，大家读一节。
The brother will read verse and then we'll read in the second verse.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们。
在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵的所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了。所以不用我们说什么话，
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，
等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
我们再读一个在哥林多前书第十三章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
这一节也是大家非常熟悉的，哥林多前书十三章十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 13 is a verse that everyone is familiar with.
十三章十三节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love.
最后一处圣经是哥罗西书第一节第一章。
The last verse we're going to read is Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章第四节到第五节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 4 to 5.
因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理上的真理的道上所听见的。
Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints,Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
我的重点是在帖撒罗尼迦刚才读过的帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节。
My focus will be on First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
那里讲到说，你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Where it talks about your work of faith, labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们所读的这三处的圣经，你都看见有一样的东西，就是信、望、爱。
In all three verses that we just read, read about faith, hope, and love.
所以我想我们从信、望、爱这三个方面，我们来讲我们如何过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So I'd like to share from the point of faith, hope, and love on how to live a life pleasing to God.
那我们上次讲到说，在帖撒罗尼迦的教会，它是一个年轻的教会。
Last time we shared that the church in Thessalonica was a young church.
当保罗在帖撒罗尼迦传福音不到几个星期的时间。
Paul spent only a few weeks in Thessalonica.
他就在当地人的逼迫的底下，他就匆匆的离开了。
And he had to leave the city because of the persecution.
但是这个年轻的教会却在圣灵的带领下结出了饱满的果子。
And yet this young church was able to bear fruit by the Holy Spirit.
而且也带出了一个非常美好的见证。
And it brings forth a beautiful testimony.
以至于做了周围马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
To an extent that Paul said that they have become examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia.
保罗在书信的一开始就讲到他们的生活为什么那么有见证。
In the beginning of the letter, Paul tells us the secret of why their lives are full of testimony.
他们的生活为什么那么讨主的喜悦？
Why is their life pleasing to God so much?
那就是在第三节里面所讲到的，他们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，和因盼望我们主耶稣基督所生的忍耐。
And that is what we read in verse 3. The work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们上次也讲到说，帖撒罗尼迦书信是保罗最早写的书信。
We also share that First Thessalonians is one of the earliest letters that Paul wrote to the churches.
但是我们看见圣灵却把帖撒罗尼迦书信放在保罗所写给教会书信的最末了。
And yet the Holy Spirit has placed this letter towards the end of all church letters.
所以可见圣灵安排圣经的次序不是按照时间的顺序。
So we see that the Holy Spirit did not arrange the books by a chronological order.
而是按照神所启示的真理。
But according to the revelation of God's truth.
那圣经把保罗写的罗马书放在最前面。
The Holy Spirit has placed the book of Romans first.
因为罗马书讲到神福音的真理乃是因信称义。
So Romans speaks of the truth of the gospel to be justified by faith.
这是我们基督徒生命的开始。
This is the beginning of our Christian life.
接下去的灵前灵后还有加拉太书，它是讲到爱的经历。
Then we have Corinthians and Galatians that talks about the experience of love.
讲到我们在主里成长所遇到的问题，说我们所有的这些在主里面的经历。
Talks about the problems we may experience as we grow in Christ and the experience of love.
接下去是以弗所书、腓立比书和哥罗西书。
Then we have Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians.
那神借着我们在这些在基督里的经历，他把我们带出一个爱的启示。
Through the experiences of love in Christ, God was able to reveal us His true love.
借着这些的启示，神让我们看见他永远的旨意。
And through a revelation of His love, we see His eternal purpose.
那就是基督和教会。
That is Christ and His church.
帖撒罗尼迦前书和后书是讲到盼望的书信。
Then we have First and Second Thessalonians, which talks about hope.
讲到我们在地上的生活，乃是一个等候主再来的生活。
It tells us that our life that we have on earth is a life of waiting upon the Lord's second coming.
因为有一天号筒要吹响。
So one day the trumpet will sound.
我们每一个人都要在空中，我们与我们的主来相遇。
And we will meet the Lord in the air.
所以这是神所启示的真理的次序。
So this is the order, the sequence of revelation.
这也是我们每一个基督徒在主里面的经历。
And this is also the experience of every Christian.
从我们信主得救开始。
From the moment we are saved,
让我们学习在爱中过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We learn to live a life pleasing to God in love.
而且我们在爱中与主相交，我们把神所给我们的启示，我们活在最平凡的生活的当中。
Also in love, we learn to fellowship with the Lord, and we learn to live out the revelations in through our experience.
直到有一天我们在空中与主相遇。
Until one day we meet the Lord face to face in the air.
那保罗所写的在帖撒罗尼迦第一章第三节里面也是按照这样的顺序。
And this is the same sequence that Paul was talking about in chapter 1, verse 3.
他也是讲到信、爱和望。
It's faith, love, and hope.
那我们先来看一下他讲到第一个讲到说因信心所生的所做的功夫。
Now first, let's look at work of faith.
那什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
一讲到信，我们第一个想到就是在在希伯来书第十一章第一节，是我们非常。
When we talk about faith, we immediately think of a very familiar verse in Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章第一节讲到信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Hebrews 11 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen."
简单的说，信就是因为我们相信这位又真又活的神，而把我们所有的一切，我们完全的交托在他的手中。
To put it simply, faith is we believe a true and living God and commit all that we have to Him.
那有弟兄把信归纳成很简单的两个点。
Some brothers have summarized faith into two points.
第一个就是接过来。
First point is to receive.
第二个是交出去。
And the second point is to surrender, to commit.
那什么是接过来呢？
What is to receive?
我们想想我们当初得救的情形。
Let's remember when we first saved.
我们为什么会得救呢？
Why were we saved?
是不是因为我们有值得夸口的地方呢？
Is it because that we have something to boast about ourselves?
我们知道不是，那是因为我们每一个罪人都蒙了主的恩典。
We know that the answer is no. It's not that we are better than others, but we are all sinners receive grace.
所以在罗马书第三，在罗马书的前三章。
So in the first three chapters of Romans,
保罗就让我们看见，不论是犹太人还是外邦人，我们都落在罪的捆绑和辖制的底下。
Paul has shown us that no matter Gentiles or Jews, we are all under the bondage of sin.
保罗说没有一人连一个都没有。
Paul says there's no one righteous, not even one.
所以保罗说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So Paul says you are saved by grace through faith.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It's not of yourselves, but it's given a gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not of your labor, unless anyone should boast.
我们之所以得救，
we are saved.
乃是接受了神在他的儿子耶稣基督里所为我们完成的救恩。
The reason that we are saved is because we have received what God has accomplished, the salvation in His Son Jesus Christ. We receive the life of Jesus Christ into our life.
就像使徒约翰所说的一样。
Just like Apostle John says.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
As many as received him,
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。
He has given them the privilege to become the children of God.
当我们把主耶稣的生命接进来的时候，
When we receive the life of Jesus Christ,
这个生命就要在我们里面做工。
This life will start to work in us.
这个生命就要成为我们的帮助和我们的力量。
This life is our ever-present help and our strength.
这个生命更要成为我们的生命。
This life will become our life.
我们就这样单纯的把主的生命和主的应许这样完全的接过来。
So with simple faith we receive from the Lord, His promise of life.
他讲到信也是交出去。
Faith is also about giving.
神既然是爱我带领我一生的神。
Now that God loves us and He is the one who leads us.
那我就应该把我自己完全的信托在他的手中。
I must therefore give myself to God.
我不仅把我的生活、我的事业、我的家庭完全的交给他。
My life, my career, my family.
我也坦然的接受神在环境中对我一切的带领。
When you accept what God has been leading us in through the circumstances.
不论是难处也好，不论是疾病也好。
Whether it be difficulties or sickness.
我相信神他一定不会错。
I believe that God would never be wrong.
我相信这一切都是经过神的许可。
I believe that all circumstances.
我相信这一切都是经过手量过之后，他才临到我的身上。
I have been measured. All the difficulties and troubles have been measured by Him before it come to us. They come to us.
神乃是借着这些的功课，让我们去更深的来经历。
And through these lessons in tribulations, God wants us to learn to experience Him.
所以信是接过来。
So faith is to receive.
你有没有让你的生命？完全的让神让我们的主来掌管呢？
Are you allowing the Lord to have the preeminence in your life?
信也是交出去。
Faith is also about giving.
你有没有把你的一切都交给主呢？
Have you given all that you have to the Lord?
保罗讲到因信心所做的功夫。
Paul speaks about work of faith.
信心是我们里面生命的实际。
Faith is the reality of our life.
但是别人如何看见我们的信心呢？
But how do others see our faith?
那是借着我们在外面行为上的见证。
It's through our testimonies of our word.
你有里面的信心，你就一定有外面的见证。
If you have the inward faith, you will surely have the work of testimony.
所以雅各书说，没有信心的行为，没有行为的信心是死的。
Therefore, James says that faith without work is dead.
帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，他们为什么做了周围信主之人的榜样？
How could the saints in Thessalonica became the examples of saints in Macedonia and Achaia?
那是因他们因信心所做的见证。
Because they have lived out the testimonies of faith.
那我们在基督徒的当中常常看见两个极端。
Amongst Christians, we often see two extremes.
一个呢，就是只要信就行了，行为不重要。
On the one extreme is faith is enough, work is not important.
另一个就是你信了主，你就要做这个，你就要做那个。
On the other extreme is that now that you believe, you need to do this, you need to do that.
你要整天忙个不停。
You need to be busy.
是不是只要信就行了，行为不重要呢？
Is it truly that faith alone is important, but work is not important?
是不是我们只要主日来聚会就代表我们是一个基督徒呢？
Is it true that we just need to come to the meeting on Sunday and then don't worry about the rest?
如果我们生那个孩子，
If we have a child,
如果这个孩子只知道吃饭睡觉，平时他一动都不动，
If this child only knows to eat and to sleep and the rest of the time he doesn't do anything,
那我们这个做父母的会不会非常的担心呢？
Wouldn't the parents be worried?
有生命就一定有生命的表现。
If you have life, truly there will be expressions of life.
他一定会跑，他一定会跳。
If he will surely the son, the child will run and he will jump.
虽然有时候也会摔跤，
Sometimes、
但是这都是生命必有的一个经历。
But it's just a natural experience of life.
我们不可能信了主以后有了一个新的生命，但是别人根本都察觉不出来。
We cannot say that we have been saved and yet no one will notice there's any expressions of this new life.
以前在美国有一个人，他生活非常的劳苦重担。
Once in America, there was a man whose life is full of burden.
那有一次在他们那个地方来了一个非常有名的一个布道家，在开一场的福音布道会。
So once there came a preacher.
他就听了以后，他就得到释放，他真的就信主，他就接受了耶稣做他的救主。
And there was evangelistic meeting, and he after he heard the message, he received the Lord.
他信了主以后，他觉得主真的是让他的里面充满了平安和喜乐。
So after he received the Lord, his heart is full of peace and joy.
所以第二天当他去上班的时候
，So the next day as he came to work.
他就跟他的同事也是他的主管来告诉他昨天所发生的事情。
He spoke to his colleagues and his boss about what happened last night.
他告诉他神如何的拯救他，如何的释放他，如何让他心中充满了平安和喜乐。
He was telling them how the Lord has saved him, how the Lord has filled him with peace and joy.
他那个同事听了以后，他说：“哎呀，感谢主！”他说：“你也成为基督徒了。”他说：“我也是基督徒啊。
”So one of his colleagues said to him.Thank the Lord, you're not a Christian. I'm also a Christian.
那个同事听了，他觉得非常的震惊。
And that man was very shocked.
他也觉得非常的生气。
The colleagues were very shocked, and the man was very angry.
他说：“我跟你同事了十几年，我竟然都不知道你是基督徒。”
He said, I've been a colleague with you for more than 10 years, and yet I never knew that you were a Christian.
如果你是基督徒，你为什么不早一点传福音给我呢？
If you were a Christian, why didn't you tell me earlier the gospel?
主耶稣说，你们是世上的光。
The Lord Jesus says, you are the light of the world.
什么是光呢？
What is light?
光是要人看见，光是要除去黑暗的。
Light is what can be seen by man. Light is what casts out darkness.
有一天，一个人在街上走，他看见一个灯具店的门口有橱窗上有个广告。
One day, a man was walking on the street and he saw an advertisement on one of the lighting shop.
那广告上是一个非常漆黑的房间的里面。
And on the advertisement, on the picture, it was a dark room.
在一个角落里有一个蜡烛在那里发出微弱的光芒。
In a small corner of the room, there was a candle with light shining forth.
那下面有一句话。
And there's a word underneath.
上面写的说，众山全世界的黑暗加起来都不能阻止我发光。
It says even the darkness of the whole world add together would not be able to stop me from shining forth.
主耶稣说，这是一个荒淫悖谬的时代。
Lord says this generation is a perverse and wicked generation.
圣经上也说，这是一个黑暗的时代。
The Bible says this is a time of darkness.
但是主却告诉我们，基督徒显在这个世界的当中，要好像明光照耀。
And the Lord also says that Christians in this perverse generation should be like light shining forth.
我们为什么不敢做见证？
Why are we so afraid to give testimony?
很多时候是我们自己的本身，我们都没有见证。
Oftentimes it's because we don't have testimonies.
主也说，你们是世上的盐。
The Lord also says, "You are the salt of the world."
盐乃是要给我们平淡的人生带来味道。
Salt was meant to bring seasoning to our plain life.
盐也是要给这个败坏的世界带来医治的。
Also, is to meant to bring healing to this perverse generation.
但是往往很多人在我们的身上竟然尝不到一点的咸味。
And yet, oftentimes we're not salty. We're not the people will not taste the salt flavor of from us.
现在很多人做事都讲究低调。
Oftentimes we it's very popular today to say that we need to keep a low profile.
但是主没有叫我们做一个低调的基督徒。
The Lord never said that we need to be a low profile Christian.
主乃是要我们做一个有见证的基督徒。
Instead, He wants us to live a life full of testimony.
那我们另外一个极端就是我们信了主之后，我们热心于行为，我们热心于工作。
On the other extreme, after we have been saved by the Lord, we are zealous in works.
好像信了主之后，我们就要为主做很多的事情。
As if now that we've been saved by the Lord, we can do so much for the Lord.
当然有这个心是好的，但是我们所做的是否是主所吩咐，是主所喜悦的呢？
Now, it's good to have a heart that is zealous for the Lord, but we need to question whether what we do is what the Lord wants us to do.
上个月我们有一些弟兄姊妹，我们去以色列去参观学习。
Last month, a few brothers went to Israel to have a tour.
我们今天下午也有一些弟兄姊妹来，会跟大家分享去以色列的这些的感受。
And this afternoon, some brothers will be sharing with the rest of you on what they saw in the tour.
那陈其正弟兄呢，他就带我们几乎跑遍了整个以色列。
Brother Christian Shane has led us to run from one place to another and almost went throughout Israel.
从东到地中海，西到约旦河。
From the Mediterranean Sea in the east to the Jordan River.
南到别斯巴，北到但。
From the Beersheba in the south and into Dan in the north.
然后我们从最低的死海一直到最高的以巴路山。
From the Dead Sea, which is the lowest, to Mount Ebaru.
而且我们也参观了很多的这些考古的遗址。
We see many of the archaeological evidences.
像所罗门的王宫、撒玛利亚的王宫，还有夏所的王宫。
Like Solomon's palace, the palace in Samaria.
以色列到处都是这些很古老的遗址。
The land of Israel is truly full of these archaeological evidences.
当你站在那个满目荒凉、到处都是断壁残垣的遗址上的时候
，So as you stand on the site of those ancient evidence，
你会生发出很多的感慨。
Truly, you produces many thoughts in your heart.
因为这里曾经是那么的辉煌，是那么的雄伟。
You can almost imagine how glorious these places must have been in the past.
但是现在呢，只剩下了一堆的废墟。
And yet now it's but a ruin.
现在我看见，无论以前是宫殿是多么的辉煌
，So no matter how glorious the palace used to be，
不管它以前的建筑是多么的雄伟
，how great was the building，
但是随着时间的流逝，现在所存留下来的只是一片的废墟。
But what remains today is but a heap of ruin.
但是那些信心伟人的那些美丽的故事，到现在还在流传，到现在还在帮助，还在激励我们。
And yet those testimonies of faith will never fade away. It will always remain fresh to us.
到底我们现在所做的是什么呢?
So what are we doing today?
到底我们现在所建造的是什么呢?
What are we building today?
是金银宝石呢还是草木和秸?
Are we building with gold, silver, and precious stone?
Or with wood, hay, and straw? 只有金银宝石是存到永远的。
The Bible says only those who are building withGold, silver, and stone.
从信心出来的行为是可以耐活。
Remain forever. Only the work of faith will remain.
从信心出来的行为才是带出生命的。
Only the work of faith will bring forth life.
好，我们都有因信心所做的工作。
Hope that we all have work of faith.
啊，保罗接着讲到因爱心所受的劳苦。
Paul continued to share on the labor of love.
如果我们看整本的圣经
If we look at the whole Bible,
你会发现其中贯穿的一个主题那就是爱
One of the important themes is love
人是在爱中被创造的
We were created in God's love
因为神要人成为爱的成为他爱的对象成为他爱的发表
God wants us to be the object of His love
但是人却堕落了
And yet man failed
但是神却没有丢弃人
And God never has forsaken man.
反而因着爱的缘故他为人预备了救恩
But because his love, he has prepared a salvation for us.
他差遣他独生的爱子来到这个地上来拯救我们
He sent his only begotten son to this earth to save us.
最终我们这些蒙救赎的人要在爱中与我们的主合而为一
And in the end, that we who have been saved will be united to him in love.
我们要成为羔羊的心腹，我们要被带进荣耀里。
We'll be the wife of the lamb, to be brought into glory.
这是一个爱的故事。
This is the story of love.
在哥林多前书十三章里面，刚才我们也读到说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，其中最大的是爱。
In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, we just read,Now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
爱是神所最看重的。
Love is what God cares most.
神看重爱胜过恩赐。
God cares more about love than gift.
神看重爱胜过律法。
He cares more about love than the law.
甚至当主再来的时候。
Even when the Lord's second coming,
我们也不需要再有信心。
When the Lord comes, we will still no longer be a need for faith.
我们也不需要盼望。
We will no longer be hoping.
因为我们已经亲眼看见了那个在信心中我们所等候的主。
We will be seeing Him face to face.
但是主对我们的爱，我们对主的爱却是永远长存。
Only love will remain forever.
因为爱是永不止息。
For love never fails.
但是我们常常会混淆神的爱和人的爱。
But we often get confused between God's love and man's love.
因为我们有时候看到人在那边非常有爱心，去很热心的去帮助人的时候，我们就说这个人非常有爱心。
But when we saw someone serving diligently, we say that they are full of love.
到底神的爱和人的爱有什么区别呢
？So what is the difference between God's love and man's love？
那有人把爱分成三种。
Some have categorized love into three different categories。
一种是如果的爱。
One is the love of if。
如果你听话。
If you listen to me。
如果你为我做这个事情，你为我做那个事情，我就爱你。
If you do this for me, do that for me, then I'll love you。
第二种呢是因为的爱。
The second love is love of because.
因为你很有才华。
Because you are very gifted.
因为你是高富帅。
Because you are rich and you are handsome.
因为你非常的爱我。
Because you love me.
所以我也爱你。
Then I'll love you.
这种呢，这两种呢是人的爱。
These two kinds, two categories are man's love.
这两种爱呢是有条件。
These two categories of love are conditional.
还有一种第三种的爱是叫即使的爱。
Then is the third category of love that is
even.
The love of even.
即使你一点都不可爱。
Even if you are not lovely.
即使你是满身的污秽。
Even if you are filthy.
即使你背信弃义。
Even if you are unfaithful.
我仍然爱你。
I will still love you.
这种爱是没有条件。 这种爱乃是神的爱。
This love is unconditional, is the love of God.
神没有说如果你听话我就爱你。
God never says, if you listen to me, then I'll love you.
神也没有说你很可爱所以我爱你。
Nor has he ever said, because you're lovely, so I love you.
我们的主乃是我们还做罪人的时候他就为我们钉死在十字架上。
Our Lord died for us while we were still sinners.
我们的主是在人们喊着他喊着说钉他十字架钉他十字架的时候他还能在那里说主啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道。
While the people were shouting, crucifying, crucifying, our Lord was saying, Father, forgive them.
这是什么样的爱?
What kind of love is that?
这个爱是我们没有办法测度的。
This love is love that cannot be truly measured by us.
这个爱是长阔高深的。
His love is long, wide, high, and deep.
我们原来与这个爱都是无分无关的。
Previously, we have nothing to do with this love.
但是当我们重生得救的时候
But after we have been saved,
主的生命它就进到我们的里面。
The Lord's life has entered into our life.
也把主的爱交通在我们的里面。
And his life is his fellowship, his love in our hearts.
因为这样的爱，我们能够起来爱主，我们能够起来服侍主。
And because of this love, we can rise up and we can love the Lord and serve him.
不是我们爱主，乃是主先爱了我们。
Not that we love the Lord, but he first loved us.
也不是我们能够服侍弟兄姊妹，乃是主的爱在这里激励我们。
Not that we are able to serve brothers and sisters, but the Lord's love compels us.
虽然有时候我们外面非常的忙碌。
Even though sometimes we are very busy outwardly.
但是我们的里面却充满了平安。
But our hearts can be full of peace.
虽然有时候我们的身体非常的疲累。
We may be exhausted outwardly.
但是我们的心里面却充满了喜乐。
But our hearts can be full of joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们有没有因爱心所受的劳苦呢?
Do we have the labor of love?
还是我们整天只是在关心我们自己的事情?
Or do we only care about our own business?
当我们生命幼小的时候。
When we are still quite young.
我们只会考虑自己的需要，我们只会关心我们自己的追求。
All we care for is our own needs, our own pursuing before the Lord.
但是当我们的生命慢慢成长以后。
As we grow more mature.
我们就开始关心周围的弟兄姊妹。
We start to notice, to start to take care of brothers and sisters around us.
我们就开始关心我们周围弟兄姊妹的需要。
We start to look at their needs.
我们也开始关心教会的需要。
We start to be mindful of needs of the church.
如果你在主日看见一个你熟悉的弟兄姊妹他没有来的话，你会打一个电话去问候他，去关心他。
If you notice that a brother or sister is not here today, will you give them a phone call to show your love?
如果你听到别的弟兄姊妹他有需要，他在难处当中。
If you see a brother and sisters in need,
你就会主动的去为他代祷。
Will you pray for them?
啊，我听到一个这样的见证。
I heard this testimony.
他讲到有一次教会里面新来了两个弟兄。
There were two brothers who recently came to a church.
啊，因为教会的人很多，也没有多少人来注意他们。
Because there were so many people in the church, and no one take notice of them.
而一连几个星期都是这样。
So after a few weeks, it was like that.
那其中一个新来的弟兄就说。
So one of the newly arrived brothers said this.
说这个教会真没有爱心。
He said this church is lack of love.
我都来了这么好几个星期了，到现在都没有人来关心我，都没有人来问候我。
Now, I've been here for several weeks, and no one has been asking whether I'm good or bad.
下个星期如果再没有人来关心我，我就离开这个教会。
Next week, if no one asks me, then I will leave this church.
那另外一个新来的弟兄，他也是遇到一个同样的情形。
The other brother who was also recently arrived,
也是没有人跟他来打招呼。
It was the same. No one asked him whether he's okay.
但是他想，他说也许是服侍的弟兄姊妹太忙了。
But he said, perhaps the brothers and sisters who are serving are too busy.
也许确实教会的一些的工作可能有疏忽。
Perhaps there is a lacking in the ministry of the church.
但是不管怎么样。
But doesn't matter.
如果这个主日还没有人来跟我打招呼，我就去主动的去找一个弟兄姊妹去跟他来问候。
If this week there's still no brothers and sisters come and ask me, I'll just go and approach him myself.
大家猜怎么样？
So what happened? What do you think?
正好是那个想要去 就是想要去找一个弟兄姊妹的那个弟兄呢，去找到了那个想要走的弟兄。
So that brother who said I will approach him, actually go and seek out this brother who says someone needs to visit me.
啊，结果两个人都在教会里留下来。
So they both stayed in the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望我们不是在神家里是做一个等着被关心的人。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that we're not the ones who are waiting for someone else to care for us.
而是我们也要学习起来，我们要学习起来关心弟兄姊妹，关心别人的需要。
We need to learn to care for the needs of brothers and sisters.
我们也学习起来服侍别人。
We need to learn to serve others.
我们的生命需要长大。
We need to grow up.
我们不是只顾着自己的事。
We're not just mindful of our own business.
我们也要关心教会，我们要关心弟兄姊妹的需要。
We need to be mindful of the needs of the church and the brothers and sisters.
就像我们这次年底的特会主题一样。
Just like the theme of the year-end conference.
我们乃是在爱中，我们彼此建造，我们在爱中，我们一起成长。
Being built together in love.
那另外一方面，我们常常需要省察自己的，就是我们不要失去那个起初的爱心。
From the other perspective, we need to always remind ourselves whether we have lost the first love.
每一个重生得救的弟兄姊妹或多或少都有这样的经历。
Many brothers and sisters might have this experience.
当我们刚信主的时候，我们看见主对我们的大爱。
When we first saved by the Lord, we saw His great love.
我们的心也被激动，我们也起来回应主的爱。
Our heart has been compelled to love Him, to respond with love.
我们爱主是那么的单纯，我们爱主是那么的渴慕。
We truly love the Lord with a simple heart, with a great desire to draw near to Him.
我们甚至可以为主去做任何的事情。
We even say that we will do anything for the Lord.
这个是神放在我们里面那个起初的爱。
This is the first love that God has placed in our heart.
这个起初的爱呢，是从神而来的。
His first love was from God.
但是如果我们没有常常住在主的里面
But if we do not abide in Christ always
如果我们没有跟主有一个正常的关系
If we do not have a normal relationship with the Lord
你会发现那个爱会慢慢的冷淡
Then you will find that this love will grow cold
你会发现那个爱就慢慢的消减下去
This love will diminish
你要么离主就越来越远
It's either that you depart from, you start to be more further away from the Lord.
要么呢，你虽然在那里服侍，但是你所有的这些的服侍只不过是一个习惯性的责任。
Or that you continue to serve in many capacities, but it's just a habit.
你也可以有很多的劳苦，但是那些的劳苦会成为你的重担。
Or that you have many labors in the ministries, but all these labors have become your burden.
这就是主为什么责备在以弗所的教会。
That is why the Lord rebuked the church in Ephesus.
以弗所的教会曾经是那么的爱主。
The church in Ephesus was once truly loved the Lord.
以弗所的教会曾经是得着那么高的启示。
Once they have received great revelations from the Lord.
但是主说我要责备你。
The Lord says, I will rebuke you.
因为你把起初的爱心给离弃了。
For you have departed from the first love.
虽然以弗所教会他们外面有很多的工作
，Even though outwardly the church in Ephesus still have much work，
他们也有劳碌，他们也有忍耐，他们甚至能够分辨异端。
They have patience, they have labor for the Lord's name's sake, and they were even able to discern heresies.
但是主却说我要责备你。
And yet the Lord says, I will rebuke you.
因为主所看的不是我们外面的工作。
But the Lord values is not the outward work.
主看重的也不是我们外面的劳苦。
What He treasures is not even our labors.
主所看重的乃是我们所有所做的一切是否是出于那起初的爱心。
But He truly examines ourselves to see whether what we've done is a labor out of love.
如果你里面没有爱，你所做的一切都不能讨主的喜悦。
If you do not have love, then nothing that you do will please the Lord.
我们如何才能够让这个起初的爱一直新鲜，一直单纯呢？
So how do we keep this first love fresh and renewed all the time?
那答案就是住在主的里面。
The answer is to abide in Christ.
当我们和主有一个亲密的关系。
If we have a close relationship with the Lord.
当我们常常住在主里面的时候，
if we continually abide in Christ,
我们就是住在爱的里面。
Then we abide in love.
这个爱就要在我们的里面成为活水的江河。
Then this love will become a fountain of the living water in us.
这个爱就能够从我们里面涌流出来，让我们能够去爱我们周围的弟兄姊妹。
This love will flow from our hearts to reach out to the people around us.
最后一点，保罗讲到因盼望所生的忍耐。
The last point Paul shared is the patience of hope.
帖撒罗尼迦书信是特别讲到盼望，讲到主再来的一封书信。
Book of Thessalonians talks especially about hope.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书在帖撒罗尼迦前书的每一章的末了都讲到主的再来。
The end of every chapter talks about the Lord's second coming.
因为主的再来是我们一切盼望的根据。
The Lord's second coming is the basis of all our hope.
因为有主的再来，我们才能够忍耐等候。
Because His second coming, we can wait patiently.
因为有主的再来，我们知道我们现在所做的一切都有永恒的价值。
Because of His second coming, we know that all we do today has its eternal value.
那刚才我们所唱的这首诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we just sang.
里面讲到，当主来的那一日，虽然有无穷无尽的赞美。
Yes, on the day of the Lord's second coming, there will be endless praise.
却没有迫切流泪的祷告。
But there will no longer be prayers in tears.
也没有因伤心痛苦所得的安慰。
There will no longer be comfort in anguish and tribulations.
也没有因困难所生的依靠。
There will no longer be trusting in difficulties.
当我们去见主，当我们进入安息的时候，
when we go and meet the Lord, when we enter into His rest,
我们就再也没有机会为主来受苦。
There will no longer be any chances to
我们就再也不能够为主再经过任何的试炼。
There will no longer be any trials or tribulations for His sake.
所以主为什么让我们在这个世上遇到难处？
So why did the Lord allow us to enter into tribulations in this world?
那是让我们能够学习信靠他的功课。
Is he actually wants us to learn to trust him.
主从来没有应许我们信了主以后我们就不会遇到任何的难处。
The Lord has never promised that after we have believed in him, there will not be any difficulties.
主乃是应许我们说你们在世上有苦难但是你在我的里面有平安。
Instead, he promised that you have difficulties in the world, but in me you have peace.
弟兄姊妹，也许你现在正经受病痛的折磨。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps you're going through some sickness.
也许你正在经历试炼的痛苦。
Perhaps you're going through tribulations and trials.
或许你现在正在受信心的考验。
Perhaps your faith is being tested.
但是有一天，这一切都会过去。
One day, all this will go past.
因为在主的那里没有哭泣，也没有悲哀。
In Him, there will be no tears, there will be no sorrows.
我们今天在地上所有的经历，那是主给我们一个机会。
All the experiences that we're going through today on earth are chances given by the Lord.
主让我们借着这一些艰苦的经历，让我们和他有更深的连接。
Through all the difficult experiences, He wants us to draw near to Him, to be united.
他让我们的生命能够得到更深的对付。
That we can be dealt with deeply.
好让他自己的生命能够更多的成型在我们的里面。
That His life may form more completely in us.
如果没有将来那一天的盼望，
unless we have this hope of His second coming,
我们所有的受苦都会变成白费。
Then all our difficulties, our tribulations will be in vain.
我们所有的摆上也会变得毫无意义。
All our consecrations to the Lord will be in vain, will be meaningless.
就像保罗所说的一样。
Just like Paul says.
如果我们基督徒只是在今生有指望，我们就比众人都可怜。
If we only have hope in this present world, then we are more pitiful than the people around in the world.
就是因为我们知道，我们今生所有的一切，所有为主的摆上，在勇士的里面都有永恒的价值。
But we know that all our tribulations, all our consecrations, has its eternal value.
当主再来的时候，我们能够得着他的安慰，我们也得着他的奖赏。
When the Lord comes the second time, we will be comforted and we will receive reward from Him.
正是因为有这样的盼望。
Because of this hope,
我们能靠着基督所给我们的忍耐。
we can, by the perseverance He has given us,
我们能够在世上继续过客旅，过寄居的日子。
We live a life of a stranger in the world.
我们能够继续为我们的主来做美好的见证。
We can then continue to bear good testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们有没有一个心盼望主的再来呢
？Do we have a hope that longs for the Lord's second coming?
有一次有一个弟兄在讲台上讲到主的再来。
One day, a brother was preaching about the Lord's second coming.
下面的弟兄姊妹听得脸上都露出很渴慕的表情。
And all the brothers and sisters, showing with their face expression their desires to see the Lord.
然后那个弟兄就在讲台上问到说，有谁是盼望主再来的？请举手。
And the brother asked, who longs for the Lord's second coming?
结果每一个人都举起手来。
So、everyone put up their hands.
然后这个弟兄接着问
，And the brother asked again，
有谁是盼望主现在就来的
？Who wants the Lord to come now？
大家是你看看我，我看看你，没有一个
人。Everyone was just looking at each other, and no one put up their hand.
我不知道我们底下有没有人敢举手。
I'm not sure if anyone wants to put up their hands if I ask.
说老实话，我如果是我的话，我也不会举手。
If it was me, to be honest, I would not put up my hands.
因为我觉得真的很多时候我们还没有准备好等候。
Because we often feel that we're not ready.To meet the Lord.
有人说，如果举手的人举手的有两，如果敢举手的有两种。
So someone says those who put up their hands, there are two categories.
一种就是跟主的关系真的是非常的好。
First kind is those who have a good relationship with the Lord.
他们每一天都是活在主的面前。
Every day they're living before the Lord.
就像何秀恩姊妹她说。当他走到那个街道拐角的时候，他就盼望在那个拐角处，他就遇见他的主。
Just like our sister Margaret Barber, she says, perhaps in that street corner, as we will meet the Lord.
因为他是一个活在主面前的人。
For she is the one who lives before the Lord continually.
还有一种敢举手的人呢，是他真的是活得不耐烦的。
And the second kind, to put up their hands because they,
因为他可能在地上所受的
they don't want to
live any longer. 因为他可能在地上所受的痛苦实在是太大，他没有办法。
They're going through so much difficulties and they don't want to be here anymore.
他就巴望主早点来接他到他那里去。
So they hope that the Lord will come quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是哪一种人呢
？So brothers and sisters, what kind of brothers and sisters are we?
我们真的是盼望主的再来吗？
Are we truly longing for His second coming?
主的再来对一些人可能是一个期盼已久的事情。
It's to some, this is one thing that they've been longing for.
但是对另一些人来说却是令他害怕。
But to some others, this is a fearful thing to think about.
因为当主再来的时候，我们每一个人，我们都要站在基督的审判台前。
For every one of us will be standing before the judgment seat of Christ at His second coming.
有人要得到奖赏。有人要追悔莫及。
Some will receive reward. Some will regret of what they have been doing.
还有一些人，他只要切齿哀哭。
Some will be gnashing of their teeth.
如果主明天就来的话
，If the Lord comes tomorrow，
我们是否能够坦然无惧地站在他的面前
？Can we stand before Him boldly, without fear？
这次我们去以色列。
This time we went to Israel.
最后几天我们是住在耶路撒冷。
In the last few days, we spent, we were staying in Jerusalem.
地点呢非常的好。
It was a very good location.
就是在橄榄山上。
It was actually on Mount Olive.
对面呢就是圣殿山。
And opposite us is the Mount, Temple Mountain.
但是呢，这个酒店是确实是不敢恭维。
But the hotel was had a poor service.
因为前面我们住的两个酒店呢都是四星的。
For the previous hotels, were all four star.
条件呢都还不错。
Was all they were all quite good.
但是因为这个酒店可能是历史比较悠久，所以呢它里面的设施非常陈旧。
But this last hotel was quite old, historical.
甚至连电梯都没有。
So、there was not even a lift.
你要把行李这样拉提上去。
So you have to take all your luggage upstairs.
而且房间里面的条件也不是很好，比较差。
And the conditions were quite bad.
那我们大家都在那边抱怨。
So we were all complaining.
那第二天一早。
But the next morning.
当陈立雄带我们去到耶路撒冷第一个景点的时候。
When Brother Chen led us to the first sightseeing point in Jerusalem.
他在介绍景点之前，他跟我们有一些交流。
Before he did some explanations as we.
他也许是听到很多弟兄姊妹有这样抱怨的声音。
He also heard that some brothers have been complaining about the service.
所以他对我们说。
So he said to us.
他说他第一次来到耶路撒冷，他就有这样一个心愿。
He said that the first time he came to Jerusalem, he had this desire.
他希望有一天能够住在橄榄山上的这家酒店。
He said that one he wants to live on this hotel on Mount Olive one day.
因为当主再来的时候，他的脚要踩在橄榄山上。
For when the Lord comes the second time, his feet will stand on Mount Olive.
然后他要下到吉伦西谷，他要去到对面的圣殿。
He will go down through Kidron Valley and he will go and enter into the temple.
所以他一直有一个心愿，他希望有一天他能够住在那里。
So our brother always had this desire to be able to stay in that hotel on Mount Olive.
他说19年后的今天，神让他这个愿望得以实现。
He said after 19 years, he was able to actually stay on Mount Olive.
他说他进酒店房间，他问自己的第一个问题就是
As he entered into the hotel, he asked the first question he asked himself.
他说主，你今晚会不会回来？
He asked himself, Lord, will you come tonight?
他说今晚主，你会不会就降临在橄榄山上？
Lord, will your feet stand upon Mount Olive tonight?
但是我们很多弟兄姊妹的心却是在酒店的环境、酒店的条件。
And yet many of us are paying attention to the poor conditions in the hotel.
他说我们的心是不是在预备主的回来呢
？He said, "Is our hearts prepared to meet the Lord?"
他这段话让我非常的羞愧。
A brother's question caused me to be quite ashamed.
他让我看见一个真正活在主面前的人。
He reminded me of one who truly lived before the Lord.
他让我看见神给他一个支搭帐篷的地方，他就已经心满意足了。
He showed me a man who is quite content in when the Lord gave him a place to put up his tent, his tabernacle.
因为我们的弟兄他是一个预备主回来的人。
A brother truly is the one who is prepared to meet the Lord.
因为我们的弟兄是活在主面前的人。
He's the one who lived before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我想问大家，也是问我自己一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask all of you and ask myself this question.
我们是否是一个等候主回来的人
？Are we the ones who are waiting for the Lord?
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你说还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来。
You said that after a little moment, the one who comes will surely come.
并不迟延。
You will not tarry anymore.
是的，主，我们每个人都知道，有一天主你要接我们到你那里去。
Yes, Lord, we all know that one day we will meet you face to face.
主，但是我们何等的羞愧。
But Lord, how we are ashamed.
主，因为我们知道我们在地上没有过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
But we know that we haven't been living a life that is pleasing to you.
主，求你赦免我们。
Lord, will you forgive us?
主也求你用你的圣灵来加我加添我们的力量。
Lord, will you strengthen us by your Holy Spirit?
让我们能够真正的做一个活在你面前的人。
That we may truly be ones who live before you.
让我们真正的能过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
That we may truly live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们也像帖撒罗尼迦的信徒一样。
That like the saints in Thessalonica.
让我们有信心所做的功夫。
We have the faith of work.
让我们有爱心所做的
faith,
所做的劳苦。
And the labor of love.
也让我们有因信耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And we have the hope of patience in Jesus Christ.
虽然我们知道我们在地上，主，我们有很多的难处。
Even though we have many difficulties in the world.
主，但是我们知道所有的这一切，主，你都知道。
But we know that you know all our circumstances.
主，你乃是借着这一切，让我们和你有更深的连接。
We know that you want us to be united to you more closely through all the experiences.
你乃是让这一切，让我们能够成为来依靠你，成为。仰望你的这样一个依据。
May all these difficulties and tribulations be help us to draw near to you and to trust you.
所以说我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
所以说我们感谢你，你到现在还留给我们有机会。
We thank you that you still give us the opportunity.
主，我们求你用你的话来感动我们。
Lord, will you move our hearts by your word?
不要让这些的感动再让我们的心 在我们心里就这样轻易的过去。
Do not let these words pass away from our hearts.
主，你乃是真的让我们学习过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
Help us to learn to live a life pleasing to you.
当你再来的时候，我们真的能够站在你的面前，我们能够坦然无惧的见你。
That when you come, we can stand before you boldly.
主耶稣，我们把一切的感谢、赞美都归给你。
So Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.